In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, of them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Please rise. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee, in Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of a great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
A man went to a hockey game and was enjoying sitting rinkside, where he could experience firsthand all the struggle and effort the players were giving. All of a sudden, one of the players was slammed into the boards right in front of him. As the player struggled to regain his balance and recover from the blow, he gasped, "There must be an easier way to make a living." "I'll trade jobs with you," the man said immediately. "What do you do?" the player asked. The man said, "I teach sixth grade." The player said, "Forget it," and was gone. Trading places with someone sometimes captures our imaginations, and like that hockey player, sometimes not. But last week at our staff meeting, it was my job to have the devotions, and so I asked the staff a simple question. If you could be any character in the Christmas story, who would you be and why? They stared back at me until someone jokingly said, "The way I feel today, I think the donkey would be appropriate." Well, we all laughed, but then we got more serious. I think the first one that was mentioned was Joseph. Then suddenly we were talking about the pressure Joseph must have been under, how he wanted to do the right thing. And when Mary showed up pregnant, he was just going to end it quietly and not cause a stir that would harm her. And then how he learned in a dream of what was really happening, and how he stood by her, a rock, a fortress for her. But oh, how inside he must have trembled. How his heart must have trembled at what he was called to do and what he knew people would say when they began to notice. How his heart must have trembled at this thing God was doing. How his heart must have trembled at the audacity of God's grace. Someone else mentioned the innkeeper, the one person in the story who shows compassion, who had his no vacancy sign prominently displayed and yet somehow found a way to give a place for them. Indeed, the perfect place for the Son of God to be born among us, one of us. It was just right. He might never have known the import of what he did. And that sounds a bit like us too, doesn't it, when God calls us to act. A couple of us on the staff were drawn to the shepherds, seeing and hearing God's exuberant shout proclaiming the salvation of the world was underway. Stinky, common old shepherds out minding their business only to discover that God was minding it too. All they really were was handy. They were there, and the angels found them. They were nobodies, not even named in the story. But that's just the point. You see, God didn't send Jesus just to the powerful and wealthy and famous. No, Jesus was sent to us all, even for stinky, common people like them, even for stinky, common people like us. Someone then said Mary, and I was intrigued. To me, Mary is a fearsome and wonderful creature, at once taking on a role that could cause her shame, risk death, and eventually lead to heartbreak. And at the same time, a person of profound, profound faith and willingness to be the handmaid of God. And that last part was what the person meant. To be the handmaid of God, to take such an active role in bringing about the salvation of the world, to have God working in us and in such a profound way would fill us with joy. And indeed, that's the calling we all have, to take an active role in being part of what God is doing in our world. Maybe we should all want to be Mary. There was one other character from the Bible story of Christmas who was mentioned. Someone said they would have liked to be the angel Gabriel. Gabriel's job was to proclaim the wondrous and wonderful news of what God was doing in Jesus. Imagine the joy of being the one to let the secret out, to tell the long-awaited, long-hoped-for, long-longed-for news that salvation was finally here. God is with us. And I think we should all take on this role, spreading the news of Christ in word and deed. Who would you trade places with? What would it mean for you if you did? Where do you find yourself in the story? Perhaps we find ourselves in the one thing all these characters share. We gather at the manger. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen.
I invite you to stand as you are able. Let us confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Rejoicing that we have seen the salvation of our God and the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, let us pray for the church, the world, and all people in need. God, you are our hope. Even in the thickest darkness, your light shines through. You give us a way forward from any place we are now. Guide our hearts to you. Fill us with light so bright that it must be shared with others. Give us hope in you, now and always. Lord, in your mercy. God, you are the source of all love. You became flesh and lived among your creation to show us how to love each other. Stir that love in each of us. Help it to grow so that not only it touches our life, but the lives of everyone we come into contact with. For the ones we love and that are close to our hearts, that need prayers, we lift up our prayers to you now. Lord, in your mercy, God, you are the bearer of joy. You came into the world as the Christ child. Your life brought joy to Mary and Joseph. Your life brings joy to us now. Fill our very beings with joy. Help us to bring joy to the world, the entire world. Joy unending. Lord, in your mercy. God of peace, you bring us the hope of peace. You are the source of all goodness and wholeness in creation. God, grant us peace within ourselves. Grant us peace in our communities. Grant us peace in the world. And give us the courage to work toward that peace. Lord, in your mercy. Hear these prayers, O God, offered in the name of your Son, who has made your glory and graciousness known to us. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Generous God, you have given us life, this community, and these gifts of the earth that become the meal of your grace. Move in our hearts that we might use your gifts to bring hope and blessing wherever we go. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Creator of all and source of life, at the birth of time, your word brought light into the world. In the fullness of time, you sent your word, born of Mary, to shine on our darkness and to make us your daughters and sons. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his birth and life among us, his death and resurrection, we await his coming again when all things will be restored in him. By your Spirit, bless us in this bread and cup, that held and nourished by you, we may live as your children, shining with the light of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Mercy on us, have mercy on us, have mercy on us.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Emmanuel, God with us, you grace us with life and breath and give us bread for the journey. Send us out in service to this world that you love, telling the amazing news of your coming to be Savior and Lord of all. Amen. Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, keep you in God's light and truth and love, now and forever. Amen. Now, if you see your rubric for this worship service, our hope had been, if weather allowed, to go outside and to stay socially distance and sing our last hymn. Obviously, the weather is not cooperating with that. So Jim has suggested that the choir sing the verse while we hum vivaciously.
Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.